Lord, let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart and my mind be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. There are a number of places in Scripture where we find comfort when we've lost someone. The Gospel of John, the 14th chapter, let not your heart be troubled. When we read Paul's letter to the church at Thessalonica, chapter 4 of the first book, we know the trumpet sounds and the clouds part and Jesus descends. And the reason Paul told the people at Thessalonica that was so that they might be comforted. Sometimes it's of little comfort because they're just words. But sometimes as we ponder and we think on them, we find comfort and solace in them because it is the Word of God, so that we know that they're still with us as long as we remember their smiles, their laughter, their hugs, their touches. And John, we think it's the Apostle John who's writing this letter of Revelation. And Revelation is one of those tough books to get into because there's so much imagery. It's written in the first century church to a church then. Yet, the message is timeless. There are those that say, and if you read the first few verses of chapter 7, it talks of the 144,000, the completeness. Now, are there only going to be 144,000 in heaven? No. Again, it's the numbers it's using as an imagery. 12 times 12. 12 is a perfect number. 12 times 12 is what? 144. And that goes on and it names all the tribes of Israel. What they're saying in that, the imagery that's there, is that it's all of Israel, all of the children of Israel, way beyond 144,000. Because as we read in verse 9, and after this I looked and there was a great multitude. A great multitude that no one could count. From every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. That's all inclusive. He didn't exclude anybody. He's saying every nation, all tribes, all people, all languages. And what are they all doing? Standing before the Lamb of God, robed in what? White. Washed in the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because Christ saves us. Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb. And not only were the saints there, but all of the angels and the archangels, because it says all the angels stood around the throne, around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne, worshiping God. Amen, which is a word of saying, so be it. Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, might be to our God forever and ever. All of them praising God. One of the elders says to him, who are these robed in white? Some might say, was that a rhetorical question? No, I think it was a question posed to John. Do you know who these people are? And he's like, well, sir, I may not know, but I know you know. These are those who came out of great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Has anybody had, you know, a life without some travail or trouble or difficulty? How many of you have had have lost a loved one to cancer? How many of you have lost a loved one to, you know, just the frailty of age? I mean, we've all lost somebody, right? We've all lost somebody. So we can all take comfort in the fact that they, if they've confessed with their lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in their hearts that God raised him from the dead, then they have salvation and they're there, if only by the skin of their teeth. Not by actions, not by deeds, but because of their faith. And out of their faith, they should have left some good deeds behind, memories that people can share. But most importantly, when we read this scripture, it is not, I believe, one of those things where talking about the tribulation, as John LaHaye and some of the other authors in this Left Behind series, about us looking in an eschatology in the last days, some tribulation. This was written to the church in the first century. They were going through tribulations and persecution by Nero, the emperor, and Domitian. They were undergoing real, and the saints throughout history, even today, are being persecuted. And yes, maybe there'll be some time in the future where there is still continued persecution. This is saying that this is all the saints who have, out of faith, served God, served the Lord. So it's all inclusive, not just one nation. All nations, all language, all peoples. The other piece is, who's worshiping? Not just all of us, not all of the saved saints, but all of creation. The angels and the archangels and the elders and the creatures that are in heaven, all of them worship God. So all of us, that'd be all y'all, and all of them, that'd be them. We are all worshiping God. That's the end of this. And this piece of 16 and 17. You know, we wonder and we grieve. But the comfort that we can find is that they will hunger no more, thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will guide them to springs of water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. So many imagery pieces in Revelation about what heaven looks like. And other people have tried to describe it. And, you know, there are a number of people who have had near-death experiences. And they come back and they describe a brilliant light. A number of different images. But, you know, I think all of them are going to fall short of what we're going to see eventually when we all get there. That's a hope. That's an expectation. That's an anticipation. And everything else is going to pale from it because it's like trying to witness the glory of God. And until we're there witnessing it, nothing else is going to compare. How many of you have been to the Grand Canyon on a beautiful weather day? Okay? Wasn't that awesome? Wasn't that great? Okay, now describe to us how awesome it was. Have you got a photo of how awesome it was? They're all going to fall short. I don't care if you had a 10-megapixel camera with a telephoto lens and you had a great photographer out there taking the picture. Vaughn could have stood out there with videography equipment and taken a lovely panorama, and that probably would have come close. But everything falls short of actually being there. And that's how every description and every articulation of heaven and what heaven looks like and is going to look like is going to fall short. But here's the piece we can rest in. We're all there. Whether you're an American citizen or whether you're Ethiopian or whether you're Hungarian or wherever, if you have confessed Jesus as Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. We're all going to be there together. And there's no crying, there's no tears, there's no pain. How many of you have arthritis? You know pain. Guess what? There ain't no Arthur in heaven. There's no arthritis there. All the saints that have gone before us. Lights that are here in the church today as we remember them. And the light that won't go out, even after we extinguish those candles, is the light of your memory in your heart of them. To the glory of God. And oh, are we going to have a happy day when we're there with them? Shalom.